Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation is buying a controlling interest in Hughes Electronics, the owner of DirecTV, the nation's largest satellite TV programmer. The deal is priced at $6.6 billion. Murdoch already owns major satellite services in Europe, Asia, and Latin America, in addition to his many other media properties. Acquiring DirecTV will give Murdoch a platform to sell TV programming directly to consumers for the first time, NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
News Corporation said it would buy 34% of DirecTV's parent company, enough to give it a controlling interest. It will do so by acquiring the share of the company now owned by General Motors, as well as some publicly held shares. This is Murdoch's second attempt to acquire DirecTV. He bid for the company 2 years ago and lost out to EchoStar Communications, another satellite TV service. But the Federal Communications Commission refused to approve the EchoStar purchase, and Murdoch rushed back in with a new bid. Harold Vogel is CEO of Vogel Capital Management.
Rupert Murdoch has had this longtime dream of having a global distribution platform for his programming and news efforts, and this is the realization of that dream.
Murdoch now owns several major satellite companies abroad, including Britain's BSkyB, Star TV in Asia, Australia's Foxtel, and Skytel in Latin America. But unlike other media giants such as Viacom and Time Warner, Murdoch has never owned a cable or satellite service in the United States. With this deal, News Corporation will be a major TV programmer with its Fox TV channels, but will also have a platform to sell its programming to consumers. DirecTV now reaches 11 million U.S. households and is growing fast. Gene Kimmelman of Consumers Union says that will give Murdoch additional power over the cable industry. He can now raise the amount he charges the cable companies to run his Fox channels, and Kimmelman says if they don't want to pay it, he has a way of bypassing them and reaching customers on his own.
So it really puts News Corp in the driver's seat to raise programming prices across cable and satellite, increase their profits that way, and really do nothing to compete on price or bring down prices against their cable rivals.
But some media analysts say it's not clear that News Corporation would want to risk the considerable profits it makes in programming by threatening an open breach with the cable industry. And News Corporation itself pledged in a press release yesterday that it would make its programming available to all multi-channel operators without discriminating on price or terms. The company also said that with its 15 years of experience in pay TV, it was in a good position to help DirecTV grow and become more competitive. The deal must still be approved by shareholders, as well as the FCC and antitrust regulators. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.